If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Hey, what's the weather for the weekend gonna be? Will it be hot, cold, rain, snow?
We know that it's time for WGN-TV producer, weather producer Bill Snyder to join us for the weekend weather. Tonight, Bill is located in Jamaica, correct?
John, yes. Happy Thursday. I am coming to you live from about 1,700 miles south of Chicago right now as I'm sitting here watching the waves crash ashore on the Caribbean Sea. It's a very peaceful and serene environment down here.
Yeah, you know, I think we should probably get some, just a little reggae.
A little reggae.
A little reggae on the man, since you were down there in the Jamaica's man. Yeah.
Right, man. Yes, man.
Yes, yeah. It's a great place to be this time of year, I'll tell you.
Oh, isn't it? It really is, John. Would I be a ungrateful if I said I wish there was a little bit more sun? But you know, we had quite a bit of cloud cover down here today. But there was some spells of sun that mixed in, but it kind of messed with our sunset this evening. So that was a little disappointing. You know, Jamaica is known for their breathtaking sunsets, and today was a little cloudy. But how do you argue with 85 degrees on December 26th.
All right, thank you. Yeah, and I want to tell you, something messed up our sunset here in Chicago, too. So I'm telling you.
Yeah, I bet it did. Yes, I know. It's called December. That's what happened, right?
You know, I walk, once again, Bill, I walk outside. Well, I knew it was coming. But still, to go outside on Christmas Day and feel how actually warm and humid it is, rather, is like.
Sure.
Wow. Maybe this whole dreaming of a white Christmas thing is something in our rear view mirror, so to speak.
Right. Yeah, no question. I mean, you know, I left you guys in good hands up there because, you know, when you think about it, this is a time of the year you could be shoveling snow or scraping ice off your windows. And, you won't be doing any of that in the near future. So that's a good thing. But, it was, you know, after a high near 40 degrees yesterday, today was almost 50 in Chicago.
Yeah.
48 degrees was the high. The low of 38 this morning, John, is actually warmer than the normal high. How about that? That's pretty amazing. So, you know, it's a fourth day in a row above normal. And while there is some rain moving in, you know, by tomorrow morning, overall, the pattern for the next several days as we close out, hard to believe, we close out 2024 in 5 days. Is that possible?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Another year has gone by.
Yeah, I know. But
temperatures are going to be near 50 degrees there tomorrow and Saturday. So, you know what? If we're dealing with a little bit of rain and 50 degrees, you don't have to shovel rain, right, John?
Not the last time I looked, no.
Right, and it's not a bad thing because you know the month is running about over an inch above below normal precipitation wise. So anytime you can get a little moisture is a good thing, whether it be in the form of rain or snow. In this case, it will definitely be all liquid. So you know, if it were snow, you'd be talking 5 to 7 inches of snow. So that's interesting.
Wow.
You know, coming in the form of rain is certainly a good thing, you know.
Yeah, I haven't heard one of those
for most of us. Yeah,
I haven't heard one of those equations in quite a while. But every time I hear one, it's like, really? If it was snow, it'd be that many inches. Well,
yeah, that's about we're expecting about a half inch or 0.6 inches of moisture with this incoming weather system there in Chicago. So tomorrow, and if you were to equate that into snow. That would be at the very least 5 inches, if not more, of snow.
Well, then I'll take the rain.
How about that?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll take the rain. Yeah.
You know what? I think most of us will be happy with that. I know there are some folks out there that make a living plowing snow, and they're
true.
A little disappointed. But
but
you know what? We've got a long way to go. Winter just got started, so there'll be plenty of time here as we move into January and February. And you know, as we know, John, as true Chicagoans, I mean, it can snow into March and even in April at times. So, it's winter has a long way to go yet. So that's we'll enjoy the reprieve while we have it.
So where are we headed Bill? Where are we weather-wise? Where are we going?
Well, John, we got a weather system that's moving in tomorrow, as I mentioned, and look for rain to overspread the area from the southwest. So rain should develop in the morning and continue at times through the afternoon and evening tomorrow. But again, temperatures will be near 50 degrees both tomorrow and Saturday. And then Sunday it drops a little bit, but still 46 at a time of the year when 33 is normal is not bad. And we close out 2024 in the mid-40s on Monday and low 40s on New Year's Eve. And then we start to see some colder air trickle in as we head into the beginning of 2025. But, you know, by January standards of Chicago, it could certainly be a lot worse. We're talking highs by middle of next week down into low 30s, and by next Thursday, probably highs in the upper 20s. So, you know, that's a little bit below normal, but overall, it's not bad. Not bad when, you know, we could be dealing with, you know, double digits below zero at this time of the year. That's pretty good. But so, down here, John, it's partly cloudy with a probably 100% chance of red stripes. Yes, of course. You know, I mean,
you know,
that is the Jamaican beer down here. It's good.
So yeah, it's good. You got your party hat on, do you, Bill?
I did earlier. My Jamaican party hat was on earlier as I was laying in the beach chair, but the party hat's come off for now. So that it will likely return tomorrow afternoon.
So how long do you get to enjoy your stay down there?
Well, you know what, John? We got in yesterday, and we'll be down here until next Saturday, the 4th of January. So how about
a nice
10-day vacation. And dear friends of mine have been coming here for about 7 years, and finally came out here last year. And so this is the second year, and it's wonderful. It really is. The people down here are very friendly. They're appreciative of us tourists who come in, you know, from the U.S. Because, you know what, John, a lot of these people, that's how they make a living down here.
Oh, absolutely.
From good people like us. And they're very, very nice. And it's just a very good vibe down here. You can't ask for more. It's really nice.
I think Jamaica is known for its very good vibe, as a matter of fact.
I can attest to that personally.
Is there anything you want to add before we wrap it up, Bill?
No, I think, you know what, John, I think it's great, and I'm happy to be able to join you. You know, you got to love the technology that, hey, you know,
you sound, by the way, you sound
miles away, still you join sound, you. It's wonderful.
You sound great on this cell phone, I have to tell you.
Well, good. I'm glad. You know, I'm glad that the connection worked. You never can tell. I mean, the technology is great, but at times it does fail, and unfortunately, it fails at the inopportune time. So it's great that that this was able to work. And like I said, this is a first that I'm joining you on our weekly radio show with the ocean in the background here. So that's pretty nice. It really is. I wish I could pack you all up and bring you down here. We should have the show down here, John.
Been there, done that. In fact, that's another story. Thanks. Get back out there on the beach and have a good time.
Will do, John. It's a pleasure to talk to you as always, and wish everyone a wonderful night.
Thank you. There he is, Bill Snyder.